power shutoff possible in this week's heat, Northern California warned. Pacific Gas and Electric is warning Northern California customers in 8 counties of possible power shutoffs starting July 2, the same day a heat wave is expected to arrive in the region. Wine Country customers in Napa and Lake counties are under a shutoff watch, along with customers in the smaller areas of Colusa, Glen, Shasta, Solano, Tehama, and Yolo counties. In all, about 1.2 million of the utility's 16 million customers were warned about potentially losing electricity during the extended heat event that forecasters say could last until Saturday. California allows utilities to temporarily turn off power to specific areas to reduce the risk of fires caused by overloaded utility lines. The utility is monitoring a weather event with breezy, offshore winds and low humidity forecasted to start late Monday evening, a company spokeswoman told the Epoch Times in an email. The power shutoffs were expected to begin early Tuesday morning and could last through Wednesday, according to the PG&E spokeswoman. The National Weather Service warned Monday of impending heat and wind that would make controlling wildfires difficult. The warning was issued for portions of the Sacramento Valley and Sierra Nevada foothills starting late Monday as winds of up to 35 miles per hour were expected, along with high heat and low humidity. 6 community centers will be opened in the affected communities, providing electricity, ice, Wi-Fi, blankets, water, snacks, and other resources, according to PG&E. The utility company will also inspect and patrol transmission lines to get the power back on as efficiently as possible, PG&E said. This potential would be the first of the 2024 wildfire season, demonstrating our proactive approach to community safety and wildfire prevention, the spokeswoman said. The state has experienced record-breaking wildfires in the past few years, many caused by sparks from utility equipment. PG&E has been blamed for more than 30 wildfires in the state since 2017. PG&E agreed to pay more $45 million to California for its involvement in the deadly 2021 Dixie Fire. The fire, which started on July 13, 2021, and grew to nearly 1 million acres, ignited after a tree fell and struck equipment owned and operated by the utility. The Camp Fire, started by aging PG&E transmission lines in 2018, killed 85 people and devastated the remote town of Paradise, California, about 90 miles north of Sacramento in Butte County. About 240 square miles burned and up to 40,000 people were left homeless, according to fire officials. The utility agreed to a $117 million settlement in 2022 over the incident. The National Weather Service issued extreme heat and red flag fire warnings this week, urging the public to avoid actions that could lead to wildfires, such as throwing matches or cigarettes out of car windows, leaving fires unattended, or failing to fully extinguish fires and cooking charcoal. An extensive heat watch was issued for July 2 through July 5 in Northern California and the Sacramento Valley, where temperatures will reach 111 in some Northern California places. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Management in Sonoma and Lake counties also warned the public of extreme wildfire potential during the heat wave. If a fire were to start in these conditions, it has the potential to spread rapidly and exhibit extreme fire behavior, said CAL FIRE Sonoma Lake Napa Deputy Chief Matt Ryan. We want to remind residents and visitors to take fire safety precautions this week and to make sure you are preparing yourself in the event a wildfire should start near you. The department urged residents to have an evacuation plan in place, pack a bag with essential items, and sign up for emergency alert notifications.